doesn't take a global pandemic for people to work from home. But the coronavirus sure has increased the circle to include so many more of us. Whether you're juggling little kids while trying to get that paper written, isolated and lacking the inspiration you usually get from daily encounters, or just happy you're finally not stuck in traffic, welcome to Remotely Effective, a podcast bringing you practical tips from people like you for overcoming the challenges of working from home so you can become even remotely more effective in your pursuits. I'm Daphna Gold Melchior, wishing us to soon be able to resume choosing how much remote and how much in-person work we'd prefer. And meanwhile, let's master remoteliness. A special running friend of mine from Jerusalem, also quarantined post-return from international travel, is the ever-upbeat Allison Pollock, social worker and personal trainer extraordinaire who has overcome her slight tech phobia to master delivering her high-intensity interval circuit training, known by the acronym HIIT classes, over Zoom. Let's hear from Allison about the importance of maintaining a regular fitness schedule, making sure to exercise especially at a time like this, and how joining a class can relieve people of the need to rely on the self-discipline that might be in short supply at the moment, and also why it's crucial to be mindful of social distancing to protect at-risk populations even after a quarantine period is over. So when are you signing up for your next HIIT class?
Allison, I am so happy to see you, and I'm sorry that you're confined into a small apartment because you've been isolated since you've come back from overseas, but I'm super happy to see you. I would love to hear, since you are such an outsidey kind of person, because I thought that we could actually offer people that aren't used to working remotely some tips on how they could potentially be more effective if they've been thrown into this situation which they're not used to. So maybe if you could tell people what you usually do and how you've had to shift that and how creative you've gotten with offering your type of service remotely.
Okay, thanks. First of all, thanks for asking me to do this. I have been in quarantine in my house now for, I think today is day 9. And a couple of days ago, I started thinking about all the things that I normally do in my regular life. I work as a personal trainer and I teach some group fitness. I also work as a social worker, but that's something different. But once you are isolated at home, you have to search deep for any kind of tech knowledge that you might have to figure out how to connect with people. And for me personally, exercise has been a great way to kind of get through this period of quarantine. I'm a really active person, so it's been really, really challenging just to kind of be so sedentary. And I think for all of us, I think now with so much self-quarantine going on in general in this country and around the world, being quarantined can be a really lonely, isolating experience, also a very sedentary one. So I decided to learn about Zoom. Actually, prior to that, I had done maybe one personal training session just on WhatsApp, and I was really, really hesitant. I'm not so tech savvy, and I was really hesitant to start learning about Zoom. But once I decided to do my HIIT class, which usually has around 5 to 6 participants, and we meet outside in the park, I was thinking, okay, I can't really do that on WhatsApp, because I think once you get over 4 people in a video chat, you can't really have more participants than that. So high intensity interval training, normally meet in a park where I've been meeting with the same group for a couple of years, where we do something called Tabata, which are these 4-minute sets where you do 8 rounds. It's very, very quick and very, very intense. And it's 20 seconds on of an exercise followed by a 10 second break, 20 seconds on, 10 second break. It's very intense for 4 minutes, kind of combining cardio endurance exercises with strength. And it's really a full body, great, super effective workout where you burn a ton of calories, you speed up your metabolism, it helps people with their cardio fitness. There are tons of benefits to training this way, and you get a big bang for your buck. So it's been a good experience, and it's been a fun way also to see friends regularly. I think the group is really solidified and become cohesive, and I think everyone kind of looks forward to it as sort of a social experience as well.
So how do you take a workout like that from the park into an apartment?
I know, right? So look, most of these workouts, almost all of them, are you basically use your own body weight for these exercises. So You really don't need any equipment. You really could do it anywhere. And so, you know, all people really need to bring is themselves, a mat and some water, maybe a towel for getting sweaty. But so far it's been really, it's been a really nice way for all of us sort of to connect with each other on the screen. And, you know, it's a little challenging for me as the instructor to see what people are doing, and there's less of a less possibility for corrections of proper form and things like that. But I think so far so good. I mean, it's not ideal, but we're making, I think all of us are kind of making the best of a situation that's not ideal.
So since you defined yourself as you didn't feel like you were particularly tech savvy, what helped you learn what you needed in order to make remote working a possibility?
Well, I think it's a lot more simple than I thought it was. I mean, it just takes a little bit of patience and a little bit of time to go over the system. I feel like now I have a little bit of expertise in Zoom, but you know, I'm sure there's lots of things about Zoom that I don't know. And you know, it seems like in this day and age, they're probably doing pretty well, the people who started Zoom. So because I think people are using it all over the world for all different kinds of meetings. And I've been impressed. You know, I do a lot of personal training, and most of my clients are over the age of 70. And even once I'm out of quarantine, I assume I'm not going to be meeting with them since they really fall into sort of this high risk group for contracting the virus. So I assume we'll continue to do this remotely. I don't know. A few of my clients have really been able to learn how to use it, and they figured it out. And it's easier than WhatsApp because you're not getting phone calls all the time, and you're not getting as many interruptions if you're on your screen. That's not a phone screen.
Basically, you've been doing these group trainings, and you've been doing some personal trainings where you're in front of your phone and the clients are in front of their phone, and everybody just kind of does what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, you know, sometimes you have to adjust things or adjust the screen and, you know, show examples. And sometimes, you know, I ask a client, I don't do this as much in a group setting, but I would ask a client to kind of shift their screen a little bit so I could see what they're doing to check on proper form. And that's, you know, something, it's a benefit of personal training that you wouldn't necessarily get from group training anyway. Although I know you've been in my classes before, and, you know, in a group setting, if we're in a park or somewhere else, I can kind of run around and check people out. That obviously is much more difficult on the screen. Because a lot of times people bend down to do something and then they're not on the screen, so you can't see them. So you really have to hope that they're doing it right, and they're going to really lift. I think it really lifts people's morale just to kind of be together, even on the screen with something like that. I think because it's not like sitting in a staff meeting or sitting on a conference call. It's very interactive. You know, everyone's doing it, and we're all doing the same thing at the same time. One person's not talking while everybody's sitting there listening or not listening. And so that part's been fun. So
totally.
It's made it a little more bearable.
I've noticed it seemed to me like you were trying to maintain the same regular schedule, even though you're probably, and maybe some of the participants, are much more flexible schedule-wise. Am I right that you're trying to stick to the same time on the same morning that you usually meet? Does that sticking to routine have anything to do with kind of maintaining sanity in this time of chaos and craziness? Do you find that it's helpful for people to try to maintain, for example, a fitness routine, even though everything is kind of in a big mess at the moment?
Yes, I do feel, I mean, look, personally, I mean, I'm like a creature of habit, and I like routines. So I'm trying to keep my own, once I was past my jet lag, I was trying to keep my own personal routine, even though I could, you know, sleep a lot later possibly, but I'm trying to keep my own routine pretty similar to what it was. And I think especially during times like this, finding time to exercise is so important. And with all the guidelines about not being outside or not being outside for more than 10 minutes or whatever the new guidelines are, you know, for a lot of us, unfortunately, you know, exercising indoors has become a reality. I think that for a lot of people, some people are self-driven and self-disciplined and are able to do it on their own. And those people, that's a wonderful thing. But I think there are many out there who really need somebody kind of setting up that routine for them and saying, okay, we're doing this at this time. This is when we're starting. This is when we're finishing. This is what we're doing. Some people need that kind of direction.
And almost an accountability group to feel accountable to report in next week.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, but I think it's good. When are you coming?
Yeah, that's it. So I've told you, I would love to participate in your class. I just need to see that with the workshops that I am finding to do online, that they not coincide schedule-wise, and then it would be my privilege now, to join you again.
Now you'll have a few options, because we're trying to do it a few times per week, so hopefully, you know, people can come in when it works for them.
Wonderful.
So we'll try to figure that out.
Wonderful. So maybe just one last word of advice of yours to professionals that work in a field that usually is not online or remote. What would you tell them in terms of the fact that now they have to adjust to this new reality?
I think I would say just, you know, don't be scared to kind of get out of your comfort zone, see what you can do and see what you're capable of. Try to take a chance on something maybe that you're not used to doing, because for all of us, our reality is very, very different now than what we're used to. Try to stay positive.
Thank you. You should see Allison's smile. That would make all of you positive. You need to look her up. You need to start offering massive HIIT classes online so that everybody can enjoy and benefit from them.
Thanks for the PR.
Thank you very much, Allison. I hope that you can be set free very soon from your isolation and back with your family and best of health. And thank you so much for the great advice. Take care. I hope you found this even remotely helpful. Here's to your health and wellness.